Hey, welcome to Hope City's podcast. We're so excited that you chose to listen to us, and we hope you enjoy today's message.
And we're going to end the year with a message, so we're excited about that and excited about what God is going to do.
So every year at Hope City, we begin our year with like presenting an overall theme for what the pastoral team feels like God is directing us to lead everyone in.
How many of you want to hear 2024?
No, not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
But they're here on New Year's Eve. Like, can't we have a little...
Hang on just
okay,
a moment.
Okay, wait. Okay, never mind. You don't want to know.
Who said he could team preach?
Oh, yeah, we're team preaching.
So last year, we, after just really praying about what God had for your Hope City, we came up with this theme called Exponentially More. And the idea behind it is this, is that as all of us step out and empty more of our stuff and give it to God, the more he fills us in order to pour out to others. That's the whole idea of exponentially more. And I wanted to read really our anchor verse passage, because there's more than one verse, that has been overarching for the whole year of 2023. It's in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 to 21. I'm going to step over here so everyone can see. And it says this, I pray, and this is Paul. Paul is actually praying this over the church in Ephesus. I pray from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your heart as you trust him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. But wait, there's more. May you experience this love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever. Amen. Right? So just to give you a reminder, if you haven't been with us all year, maybe you weren't with us at the beginning of 2023, or maybe you have forgotten this. This is Paul speaking to the church in Ephesus, and Paul was actually the founding pastor of that church. He was the church planter in Ephesus. And so this was Paul's prayer for them. He was no longer there. He was away. And he was writing to that church, encouraging them, like, this is my prayer for you. This is how I want to see you prosper. And the pastors here at Hope City, the four of us, have made this our prayer for you as well. That you might experience the love of God in an exponentially more way. And that he will show up in ways that are bigger than you could ever even think or imagine as you make room for him. Right? We introduced exponentially more in February. And our challenge was, like, what is God talking to you about? How to make more room for him. Are there things, are there habits that he's asking you to give up? Are there mindsets, mind patterns that he's asking you to give up in order to make more room for him? I just want to tell you. Some of you in this room have done really hard things this year. Some of you have done really hard things. You've given up some things. You've made big changes. You've taken on new disciplines. I've watched people in this room start doing things like taking a Sabbath every week, where you put everything down, your phones, your electronics, your schedule, and you just, exactly as Jesus asked us to do. It's not easy. It's not easy. I watched you do it. I've watched people in this room learn about the discipline of fasting. Some of us went on a 3-day fast together. And it was hard, right? But we give things up to make room for God. I've seen people in this room take on the discipline of tithing. And giving to God what he asks, giving back to God what he asks of our finances. And I have watched you experience God show up in ways that you would have never thought, you would never expect, you would never imagine. You have made room for God to accomplish infinitely more than you can ask or think. And you know what? We're proud of you. We are proud of you. And over the next few minutes, we're going to kind of break down this passage into what we've seen over the last year. But if you haven't been here for the past year, maybe like you've only been here for a couple of weeks and you're like, huh, I haven't done all of that. Well, don't worry. We have a new challenge for you in 2024. And you're right, Jason. It's New Year's Eve. It's the last day, and they're all here, and we should tell them.
I agree.
They get to get a sneak peek of 2024's theme.
Let's not.
Are you guys ready? It's not going to be easy. Right? It's not going to be easy. Are you ready? The theme for 2024 is
Bear good fruit. We're going to have some fun with that.
Yeah.
It's going to be so good.
So don't worry if you've missed out on exponentially more and doing the hard things. Boy, do we have some hard things for you. You won't be left alone. We're going to challenge you to bear good fruit and follow us as we try to bear good fruit for Jesus, right?
Amen. You know, and it's interesting. Will you bring that scripture back up? Because I think that there's some interesting points here. Sometimes we wonder, God, like, are you limited? Look what Paul says. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources. We live in America. We love unlimited. Buffets, soda, unlimited. Unlimited internet, unlimited minutes, unlimited text. We love that. God is unlimited. Do you know what? And that tells you this. Whatever, no matter what you ask of God, he can do it. That's what exponentially more is all about. No matter what you're asking God to do in your life, and there are some of you who are still asking God, it's unlimited. God will make your home in God, the Christ will make his home in your heart as you trust him. God wants to do some incredible things, and he has exponentially more for you. And what we've seen in this idea of exponentially more is my point number one. And some of you are like, man, I just got here. This is going to help you see exponentially more in your life this coming year. I have news for you. Doing the same thing time and time again and expecting a different result is what? Insanity. There are a lot of Christians who do the same thing year after year after year and wonder why it doesn't work. I want to challenge you as you're stepping into this next year. This is what you do in your life to see God show up and do exponentially more. First of all, you have to get rooted. Write it down. You have to get rooted. There's a lot of people that are rooted in some, that are not rooted. My prayer for everyone in this room is that you would see God do exponentially more in your life than you can even imagine or expect. That's been our prayer this whole year. I can promise you that God has more than what you've experienced, everyone in this room. And one of the things that we always encourage is continue to grow spiritually. So what does that look like? It's one step at a time. Here's the problem. A lot of people who are Christians stop growing. They just stop right where they're at. In fact, the average says 7 years in, you stop growing. The Bible calls us to become spiritually mature Christians, and that happens one step at a time. And I want to challenge you this. If you walk away with nothing else today, ask God what your next step is for 2024. God, what is my next step? What do you want me to do? Not 20 steps ahead, because we got some planners in this room. You want to know 20 steps ahead? God's only going to give you your next step. All right? You want to have plan A, B, C, and D, and there's only one plan, and it's his. Right? So what's my next step, God, to see exponentially more? How do we take hold of what God wants to do in our lives and see exponentially more? We know we can shut his work down in our lives. But how do we take hold of it? What do we need to do? And really get to get in the game. How do we take hold of it? We play an important part in seeing God do exponentially more. First of all, like I said, spiritual growth is a must. You must be continually growing deeper. Building your relationship with God has to be a focus in your life. Don't ask God to do exponentially more if you're not willing to grow deeper with him. Build that relationship. It has to be a focus. It takes time. We build our relationship with God by spending time with him. There is no hack to build a relationship with Jesus. It takes time. We're in this society that wants to do everything so quick. This takes time. Building our relationship with God has to be a by spending time, getting into a word daily and talking to him. I want to encourage you to spend time daily with Jesus this next year. I want to encourage you to not only that do that, but if there's one resolution, some of you already have your list of 20 resolutions, there's only one you need to worry about. Read through the Bible this next year. He'll take care of everything else. Read through the Bible this next year. There's apps for that. Get on your app. Get a Bible app. Read through the Bible. I promise you, you give me a year reading the Word, it'll change your life. You give me a year here at Hope City where you really get involved and plugged in, it'll change your life. And I'll be telling you, if not, then I'll give you your time back. I wish I could. I can't. But I'm just saying. You give me a year at Hope City, getting plugged in, not just sitting on the sidelines watching life go by, it'll change your life. You're going to see God do exponentially more. You're going to see him heal your brokenness. You're going to see God set you free. You're going to see God do exponentially more in your life if you will step in and say, God, I want to do what you asked me to do. Our choices and how we live our life determine if God can do exponentially more in our lives. Our lives and choices must line up with God's word to see exponentially more. We live in a society that says, do what you want. I love that song. What a great word today as we sing that song. Don't worry about the Bible. It's antiquated. If you will not line up your life with God's word, don't expect to see exponentially more. Line it up. Say, God, I want to line my life up. Show me, God, where you want me to change. And this is not about rules and regulations. What it's about is God putting a hand of blessing upon your life. The Bible's clear on what God is going to bless in our lives and what brings heartache and pain. And that doesn't change because we live in a sophisticated society and we know so much better than God in 2024. There are consequences to every one of our actions, good and bad. You can't live a life that make choices that go completely against what the Bible says and then expect God to do exponentially more in your life. It got really quiet in here. Some of you, throughout Scripture, we read about sowing and reaping. And we're not a farming society anymore, but we're a lot of gardeners, whatever. If you don't plant a seed in the ground, how could you ever expect a crop? Or you plant this nasty seed of choices that are against God and then expect God to bless the crop on the other side. What we reap, what we sow, we reap. And that principle doesn't ever change. Don't get mad at God that he's not doing exponentially more when you put a seed in the ground that wasn't according to what his plan was. You can sit here and go, well, I'm offended. Great, just live in bondage for 2024. I want to see freedom. And sometimes we need the truth to be able to see through and find freedom because we live in a world that's full of lies. You live in a world that tells you to do exactly opposite from what God's word tells you to do. And then we wonder why we don't see exponentially more. Getting rooted. What we sow, we reap. Another key to seeing God do exponentially more is you've got, like I said, this whole point of getting rooted. Look at Ephesians 3:17. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. Growing your roots down into God's love, it's going to keep you strong. Because that scripture goes on to say that it actually is what completes you. How many of us, we spend so much time in this world trying to find something that completes us and that fills this emptiness in our heart? The only thing that does is when you grow your roots down into God's love. Grow in wisdom and spiritual understanding. That's what it looks like as you study God's word. Pray and ask the Holy Spirit to open up your spiritual eyes to see the truth. Spend time daily in the Word and in prayer. Get rooted into a church. There are so many Christians today that just go where the wind leads them. They're not rooted. And then they wonder why their life is like this tumbleweed. They just... They tumble. Like something comes along and they tumble. It's because you're not rooted. Get plugged into a church body. Doing life together, it's one of the most important keys to seeing God do exponentially more. Well, I've been hurt in church. Okay, so get over it. It's time. Well, I got close to people and they hurt me. Okay, you got hurt at Walmart and you still go there. Right? Come on, guys. Well, I'm too afraid to get connected to people because what? No, come on. Get rooted. Get connected. Don't be afraid to put your roots down. You can't just show up for an hour a week and expect God to do exponentially more when there's so much more he wants you to do. If you're not plugged in, you're on the outer circle looking in, wondering, man, how do I get plugged in? Get plugged into a life group. Come to Growth Track. Find a place to serve. Give me a year at Hope City, and God will completely transform you, I promise you. You'll be healed. Your life will be changed. How many of you would agree with that? Say, man, my life's been changed. Look at that. Look at that. Get rooted. Get deep. And listen, some of your roots are, truthfully, you're rooted in insecurity. That's where your roots go. Or maybe you're rooted in religion. And you think, how could God do exponentially more for me? Maybe that's where your roots, you come from a history of, like, if I don't follow the rules, how could God do that for me? It's rooted in God's love. That's what we're talking about, rooting down into God's love. Not religion, not this world. Like, your roots, you're going to be rooted into something. What are you rooted into? Some of us, we need to truly go in and pull up our roots and grow new roots. Because that's where God sustains us. Where are you rooted? That's my question. Get rooted this year. You'll see God do exponentially more. Point number two is we need to know that we're fully loved. That's one of our statements here at Hope City. To be fully loved, safe to heal, equipped to make a difference. Ephesians calls us to be rooted in God's love. Experiencing God's love in our lives is key to growing our roots strong and seeing him do exponentially more. Look at me right now, every one of you. You are loved. You're loved beyond what you can even imagine. Some of you walk into this room and you never have known what love looks like. You only are loved when you perform. You're only loved when you do the right thing. You're only loved when you act the right way. That's not God's love. Look at what Ephesians 3, 18 through 19 says. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. That is where we're made complete. You'll never find it in a man or a woman. You'll never find it in this world. You're never going to find it in a job. You're never going to find it on TV. You're not going to find it anywhere else. You're not going to find it on Facebook for sure. Not even TikTok. You are going to find complete fullness of life and power when you're rooted in God. When you're rooted in his love. And I want to tell you, for the people in this room that feel unlovable, maybe you've been convinced your whole life, and you're not worth anything. How could anybody love you? You know the words that have been spoken over your life. I want you to know you're loved. You're loved. And you don't have to do anything about it. There's nothing you can do that will cause God to love you any more or any less than he already does. You are loved. And you are safe. When you're wrapped in God's love, you're safe. Some people look at the things that have happened in their life and go, well, man, that must be God's punishment. God does not punish you by doing bad things in your life. That's not what God does. So don't ever ask that question, well, how could a good God do these bad things? He didn't do it. The enemy loves to point his finger at God and go, look at what God did, when it's really the enemy that's done it all along. If you're sick today, don't blame God. It's the enemy. And God wants to bring freedom and healing to your body. Well, God, you didn't do what I expected you to do this last year, so I don't know if you do exponentially more. Why don't we trust him enough to say, God, however you did it, I'm okay with it, because it's the best. It's the best. Accepting and receiving God's love is the key to seeing exponentially more in your life. It all begins with God's love. Everything springs from there. And truthfully, some of you, your hearts need to get healed this year. Because you don't, I always say it's like a broken cup. God can pour his love into your life. The Lord showed me this vision one time, and I've told it here before. But God pours out his love in people's lives, and there's some people that feel like they can never get enough, and God showed me this cup that was broken. And every time God would pour out his love, it would just go out the cracks of that cup. And here's what God wants to do in your life this year. He wants to heal your cup. He wants to heal that heart so that you can contain the love. That's where you start to build that root. Look at the last portion of the scripture again. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Well, I just want to understand God. No, you don't. Stop. You won't ever understand him. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. When you experience the love of Christ, you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power. There's some people in this room you need to be made complete because you feel empty. And you've been searching. And it's only when you find his love that fills you up again. Look at that. When you experience the love of Christ, you will be made complete in the fullness of life and power. Stop looking in the wrong places and go after where Jesus wants to fill you up and fill you with your love. I want to say one other thing before you come. And then I'm done. Some of you, well, exponentially more didn't happen to me because God said no or wait. What if exponentially more in your life was supposed to be a no this year? What if it was supposed to be a wait because it's God's protection and he has something better for you? What if God didn't answer you the way that you wanted him to answer because God has something better? Stop thinking he did not answer you this year. Because when God says no or wait, it's his protection. When you see a speed bump and you think it's this mountain, it's only a speed bump. God might be doing something different than what you could ever even understand. So stop saying God didn't do exponentially more in my life. Well, that's a nice little theme the church has, but I didn't see it in my life. Start looking to what God has done this year in your life. Get rooted in love. Now.
So finally, we're coming to the challenging part of today's message. It's easy for us to be challenged to do things that are just done in the privacy of our own home, in the privacy of our relationship with God, or in the comfort of small groups. But today, as we come into this last portion of our message, I'm challenging you to stretch beyond your boundaries. For the last few weeks, we've been talking about exponentially more giving. Got really quiet in here. Why is it when we talk about giving, about money, it causes us to be like, ugh! Why is that? Fear. Thank you, Sherry. Yeah, there's fear. I wanted to share with you really quickly something that Jason has these friends that he prays with on a regular basis that are kind of, they're all over the nation, and they call and do a prayer call once in a while. And yesterday, these ladies that he was praying with said that there's people in your body that are experiencing the effects of word curses in their finances. Now, it's easy for us to hear that word, that, and be like, so, well, somebody's saying bad things about me. No, we can speak word curses. Listen to us. James tells us, in God's word, in the book of James, it says the power of life and death is where? In our tongue, in the mouth. We are made in the image of God. That means we speak things into existence. Do you hear that? we are made in God's image, so what comes out of our mouth has a job to do. Maybe you've been in this room, and over the past year, you've said, I will never have enough. I'm always going to live paycheck to paycheck. I can't give because I might not be able to. Is that ringing a bell with anybody? Those are actually word curses that we've stepped into and partnered with the enemy to keep us right where we are in order so that we can't experience exponentially more. He wants you to stay right where you are, struggling, scrapping, always wondering where the next bill is going to get paid from. That's his plan for you because he doesn't want you to experience the blessing of an open heaven when we give generously to what God asks us to do. So I just want to say, if that's you, well, joke's on you. The enemy has you right where he wants you. So it's time for us to step up and stop giving in to what the enemy has for us. The fear, the intimidation, the insecurity. Today, you have the opportunity to exponentially give. I want to go back to what Paul said in Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now all glory to God who is able, through his mighty power at work, where? Within us. It takes us for God to do this work. Do you hear that? It takes it within us to do more. He can't just do more in front of you. He has to do it within you and through you. With his power, at his work within us, God is able to accomplish infinitely more than we can even think about asking or expecting or thinking. Do you hear that? So let me just talk about what exponentially more giving means. We have spoken a lot over the past few years, and I realize we are a young church. Hope City is young. It's only 3 years old. There's some of you in here, like maybe this is the first time you've ever attended church in your life, and you haven't understood the idea of giving and what that looks like, and you're learning, and you've stepped out, and you've started giving on a regular basis. I am so proud of you. Way to step into what God has asked you to do. And you know what? I'm going to ask you to be bold. By a show of hands, for those of you who have newly stepped into the idea of regularly giving to God, and you have seen him show up and meet all of your needs, maybe not all of your wants, but all of your needs have been met. Will you raise your hand?
Look around.
Look around. Look around. Look around. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? So maybe you've only been here for a few weeks. Let me explain to you. What does regular giving at Hope City, at a church that you attend, what is that for? Well, it goes to operate where you're getting your spiritual food. It pays the expenses. It pays the light bill. It pays the water bill. It pays for toilet paper. Listen, 300 people use a lot of toilet paper, okay? It pays for pastors' salaries. And that's just what your regular giving goes for. What we're talking about today, exponentially more, we're asking you to give above that. That is scary, Paula. I know. Let me just challenge you more. We're asking you to give one day's wages today. Why? Well, because God said when we obey him, it releases him to do more than we can even ask or even imagine. We're asking you to give one day's of wages to the exponentially more offering today. And what is this going for? There's three things this is going for. 25% of today, of what's given today, is going to go for projects around Hope City. Listen, we have a list of projects that need to happen. We need new mics. We need some expansion happening on the building. We need more room. We have a floor that has to be replaced. That just happened. Okay? Hope City projects. 25% goes to what's called Hope City Helps. Hope City Helps is our fund in which when there's people within the community of Hope City that find themselves in some type of financial crisis, they don't have enough money to pay their rent or their mortgage this month. They don't have money to put groceries on their table. They need help paying their light bill. A short-term financial crisis, we're able to step in and help them. Not rescue. We don't have that much, but to help. Right? And then finally, 50% of today's giving goes to an organization called Convoy of Hope. Convoy of Hope is a faith-based relief organization that actually, when there's any type of international crisis, they are faster than Red Cross at showing up and helping in these crises, providing water, medical supplies, rescue materials, and more than, most importantly, the love of Jesus. Right now, their focus...
Can we say something? I want to throw something in. How many of you remember the fires? Mm-hmm. Here in Talent and in Phoenix, they were the first organization on the ground with water. All that, so it's blessed our community.
It has. Yeah, absolutely. And today's focus, right now they're focusing on a project in Africa. You know there's no such thing as a coincidence, right? Right? There's no such thing as coincidences. God lines up things for special purposes. And he knows that he knew we are going to be focusing on this the month of December. I want to tell you, just last week, I got an email from Convoy of Hope, from Hal Donaldson, the president of Convoy of Hope, letting us know that they have been given a matching grant, so that every dollar that is given today by midnight is doubled. Hang on. I don't think you understand. Every dollar you give today is doubled. Up to $500,000. That means through our giving, we could have a part in giving to Africa $1 million. Let me tell you exactly what these projects are for. The first is to feed orphans in orphanages. Africa is in a crisis right now because of the AIDS crisis, and there are millions of orphans who are left without parents and are in orphanages all across the nation, the continent of Africa. And that's not government funded. They don't get government funding to take care of these orphans. So Convoy of Hope has people set up to feed the kids in these orphanages 3 meals every day. Another thing it goes
it's
for...
It's like $20 a month to feed a kid the whole month.
The other thing that it goes for is for women empowerment. Because of the epidemic that's going on in Africa, many times women are left without any way of taking care of themselves and no way of providing for themselves or for their children. And so they're forced into sex slavery in order to keep money coming in, to keep food on the table for their children. And it keeps the epidemic going. And so Convoy of Hope has a women empowerment project where they're teaching women how to be entrepreneurs, how to generate money for themselves and learn and get educated on how to build a business. That is pretty awesome. And the final thing of this project is in farmer education, to teach people how to farm the land they live on. You know that old statement is, you can give a man a fish and feed him for a day, but teach a man how to fish and you feed him for a lifetime? It's that same concept. Teaching farmers how to use the land they live on to generate income and generate health and prosperity for their villages. That's what our dollars are going for today. Don't you want to be a part of that? Man. I do. I will tell you, Jason and I have been part of a one-day project for probably the past 11 years. And the first few times, it was challenging. And I'm not going to lie to you. We are both kind of like, can we do this? Can we give up a full day of our salary? Can we do that? But God asked us to, and so we did it. And we've done it every year for 11 years. And he has always taken care of us. We have never, ever been in a place where we're like, I don't know where our next meal's going to come from. I don't know if we have enough food to make dinner tonight. I don't know if we have enough money to pay the bills this month. We have always been taken care of. I want to challenge you with this scripture in Luke chapter 6, verse 38. This is Jesus talking to a group of people. And he says this, give and you will receive. It's the whole thing of what Jason was talking about. Reaping, sowing and reaping. Give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full. Pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. Those are Jesus' own words to us. If Jesus said, hey, if you give this, I promise you, you're going to get more. Why do we even question it? Right? If he said that, why are we questioning? Let's do it. Let's give exponentially more today. Here's what I need for you to do. I need you to make sure you mark your giving exponentially more. Whether it's in cash and you're going to put it in an envelope and put it in the back of the black boxes at the back of the worship center in the back of the lobby, whether it is online, make sure you're saying it's for exponentially more, because we are going to use that button that I was given this week to send the money in today to Convoy of Hope.
Amen.
Thank you again for joining us. We want to give a special shout out to those who pour into the mission here at Hope City. If you want to give to what we're doing, you can find us at myhopecity.church/give. Again, we are so excited that you chose to join us, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.